Listen, Virgin Mary, the Holy Ghost will come upon thee, and the power of the Most High will overshadow thee. Be it done unto me according to thy word. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. I have a couple of cars to sell you tonight as we start this weekend Lenten retreat. Fashionable cars, they're not cheap, an Audi and a Fiat. Curious, isn't it? They've been telling us for years that Latin is quite out of date, and yet cars, which for so many people in this country are so important when it comes to identity and success and all of the rest, cars sometimes get Latin names, and such names, too, as we will examine tonight. Now, these are not used cars. Alas, you don't sell too many of them. They tend to sit on the lot a long time, but you're welcome to take one or both out for a spin sometime tonight or tomorrow. Look at that Audi. Audi is Latin for listen. Our lives, despite the fine, quiet cars we may drive, are surrounded by sound. There's so much noise from the inside and the outside, not even talking about the stereo system in the vehicle, that it's hard to hear when God is speaking to us. Bishop Sheen says, "This is probably the most talkative age in the history of the world. Not only because we have more mechanical devices to diffuse our talking, but also because we have little inside our minds that did not come from the world outside our minds. There are few listeners, although St. Paul tells us that faith cometh by hearing. If the bodies of most of us were fed as little as the mind, they would soon starve to death. Hyperactivity and love of noise and chatter characterize our age as a compensation for the profound distrust human beings have of themselves. And perhaps that's why we resign ourselves to go around being deaf, unable to hear when God calls, unable to discern what direction He is giving us. And therefore, our lives become absurd. Yes, absurd. That's from the Latin, too. Surdus is Latin for deaf. We have to learn again to listen. We must discipline ourselves to hear God who is speaking to us right here and now. And when we do, we will be in some little way like Our Lady, who is marked by her obedience. And like her and like her son, here comes the other car. Fiat will be our word. Let it be done. That's what our Lord prayed in the Garden of Olives, remember. Fiat voluntas tua. And He taught us to pray the same way, to say, "Thy will be done." This is what Our Lady responded to Gabriel the Archangel. Fiat mihi, be it done to me according to thy word, fiat. This way, we can move slowly necessarily. Our car still doesn't have much in the way of pickup, from an absurd to an obedient life. Obedience, that's another word from the Latin. Audi, or audire, means to listen. When we listen, we're obedient. And in this Audi of ours, this wonderful vehicle, we can make our way, escaping from a world which is filled with noise and worry and the stench of exhaust and the bumpity bump of the road and all of the rest, to a life where there is blessed quiet, some free inner space in which we can listen to God, Audi, to hear him, and then to say, "Thy will be done," fiat. The life of our Lord and our Lady and of every saint is simply a life of listening. Our Lord's always listening to his Father. He's always attentive to his voice. He's alert to his directions. Quae sunt placita ei facio semper, he says. Those things which are pleasing to him, I do always. Our Lord was all ears, all audi, to hear, audire. And this is what prayer really is. It isn't trying to force God to do our will. It's forcing us to stop, to be silent a little, and then to do his will. This is the prayer that saves a soul. The core of all prayer is listening, to stand obediently in the presence of God and to say yes. This is the prayer of our Lord in the garden. This is the prayer of our Lady at the Annunciation. And both of these assents were solicited by great Gabriel, the strength of God, the archangel who came to receive that yes and to take it back to God in eternity. And this business of listening and saying yes, this discipline, you need it for a retreat, or else it wouldn't work. But you need it to live as a Christian, to be faithful to your Catholic faith, when so many others today have their own ideas, and very few are just listening to our Lord. A concentrated effort must you make, dear retreatants, this weekend to buy that car, to get yourself that Audi and that Fiat, which alone can take you to God. It glides right up to us. The door opens. It stops to pick us up and to whisk us away from all of this confusion and babble and talk and marketing. All of those things which leave us with no place left to listen. Buy the car. Buy two. Pay list price and don't even haggle over what they're asking. And this is not advertising hype. It is simply sense. This car of yours will take you where you need to go. To prayer. For you to pray. For the Holy Ghost to be able to pray in you, as he says, with unutterable groaning. And in praying, what will happen? You will listen, and you will obey. And for some of us, it will be the first time we've ever turned the tables, because we're expecting God or Our Lady or Saint Joseph to listen to us and to obey our will. But once you invest in that new car of yours, it won't be that way anymore. No, you will listen and you will obey God. And when the time comes, finally, for you to talk, you will say only fiat. Thy will be done. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.